So I used to have really bad nightmares, like terrible. And I will never forget, I bought this cross necklace when I went to the beach. It was like, you know how when you go to Myrtle Beach, they be having like these little 75 cent, like they really were 75 cent. And
man, your neck turned green.
No, for real. But anyways, I had it hanging on like my bed. And I remember one night where I had woke up from a dream, and it was a bad dream. And I almost felt like if I didn't have that cross there, because I remember like I think it had fell or something, that it was going to protect me or something. And so, mind y'all, I was young. I was like in middle school. Yeah. Understood the concept of Christ being a savior.
Yeah.
Didn't have an actual relationship with Jesus.
Welcome to A Christian Podcast, the podcast where we have Christ-centered conversations. I'm your host, Kevin Wilson. So in a conversation I had the other day with a friend, they were asking me if I had any clothing or anything that had a cross on it. And I was like, yeah, like one of my clothing designs has a cross smack in the middle of it. And, you know, she was like, do you think that's idolatry in a way? And I was like, huh? And she was like, do you think that we've made the cross like an idol? And I was like, and, you know, she brought up the scripture, Exodus 20, that talks about, you know, not having any other gods before our God. And not having any images, you know, above him, or, you know, any images that we worship. And so I was like, oh. And so it was just like this thought and like this, you know, question. But yeah, I just want to present the question to y'all. Like, have we as Christians, like we have it up on stuff, we put it on clothes, we get it tattooed on us, we, you know, it's just like this symbol of Christianity. But do you think in any way that we've made it an idol?
I've never pondered this before.
I didn't either before that. I was like, what? And then I was like, let me think about it before I just answer quickly.
Doesn't the word say something about false idols or false gods?
I'm sure it does, but let me read this specific scripture. Exodus 20, verse 30, starting at verse 30. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself an image in the form of anything in heaven above, or on the earth beneath, or in the waters below. You shall not bow down to them or worship them, for I, the Lord, your God, am a jealous God, punishing the children for the sin of the parents to the third and fourth generation of those who hate me, but showing love to 1,000 generations of those who love me and keep my commandments.
Generally speaking, across the board, as the body of Christ, I can see how the image of the cross could be viewed as an idol.
Right.
But I don't worship the cross. I worship Jesus.
Right.
So I feel like just like anything else can become an idol, of course, you know, right, because people have taken the cross out of context and almost like materialized it. And so much so that you have people that aren't even believers that they wear the cross for fashion.
Yeah.
So just like anything else, yes, I believe it's been misused and mishandled. But I don't know. I feel like it's a yes. But like across the board, yes. But at the same time though, I don't believe that just because we wear the cross, that means we're worshiping the cross.
Right.
The cross is symbolic of the crucifixion of who we worship.
Right.
So.
Yeah. And that's what I said. And also just to the people listening, keep in mind that, like, we're having this conversation. And so you're processing it in real time.
Mm-hmm.
So right. For me, I have the privilege of having that conversation before and like thinking about it.
Right.
So I just say that just to say, like, when we speak about things, especially things of God,
mm-hmm,
you know, I often, when I'm presented with new information or new scripture or, you know, anything that I just wasn't aware of before, it's like I can have a conversation or even an argument and go in it one way,
mm-hmm,
and totally come out another way. So just,
mm-hmm, right,
just to be open-minded, I put that out there. But I say, I don't think we've made it an idol, because I think idolatry involves worship. You know what I'm saying? Like, even in, like, I think we've even made, like, music an idol. We've made celebrities an idol because we spend so much time on, I don't know anybody that, like, puts up the cross and, like, worships the cross time, like, adoring, the, like, looking at the cross and adoring it in, like, this weird way. I think that it's a symbol that we use to honor and remember who Jesus is and what he did for us. And I do think that, like you said, Tari, like, there are people that don't even really know what, that they're not even saved, or they might not even know what the cross really, really stands for, what actually happened. That where, you know, you have people that have it on, tattoos of it, and might not even know for real the depth of what happened. But in general, I don't think that it's an, we've made an idol.
Right. Well, I was thinking exactly what you and Tari just said. And I actually was presented with this question a couple of weeks ago. It wasn't, it wasn't directly toward me, but it was commented on one of my YouTube videos. And I was so busy, I didn't even get to ponder it, but he was saying this, like, well, why do you wear a cross? Like, is that not false worship? And I was like, and I immediately was like, what are you talking about? And then, like, in my brief, like, 5 minutes that I was busy and trying to think about that and do stuff, it was just the thought of, you know, like what you said, how when you think of idolatry, you think of worship. And the Bible talks about, you know, people or God saying, don't put any gods before me. And so in the context that it uses this a lot, like in the Old Testament, it's referring a lot to the sacrifices you make to these gods, the dependency you have on these gods to move on your behalf, you know, that kind of thing. And so just adding on to what you were saying, like, you don't know anyone who just weirdly looks at the cross and worships and everything. Same, like, I don't know anyone who's going to look at the cross and be like, oh, cross, move this out of my way. Oh, like praying cross, to the cross, I know that you like, can. Blankety, blankety, blank. So, no, I don't know anybody that does that. But when we think about the cross, when we think about history, you know, Before that, I can agree with what y'all are saying with how people have misused the cross, or people have just used it just because it's something cool that they think is cool, even if they're not a believer. Because honestly, when I say misused, and as you said, you know, we're processing this in real time, as I say misused, I almost want to be careful with saying that, because going back to my point with the history of the cross, you know, Jesus was not the first one crucified on a cross. So it's like people could be, we don't know, but people could be tracing back to those historical times of whenever they were, or not but
like people, when that was a form of punishment.
Formal punishment, or they may have, or they may be descendants from that kind of people who use that as a symbol or something like that. But I do believe when a believer wears a cross or uses a cross or posts a cross or something like that, like Tari was saying, you know, how Tari was saying, I don't worship the cross. It is, it needs to be from a pure heart. And that the usage of it can be subjective. So I feel like many people who are believers with a pure heart, we're not looking at the cross like that with idolatry. Yeah. We know that, like Tari said, it's symbolism of what happened on Calvary for Jesus to die for our sins. You know, like, that's literally a reminder, and that's all that is. And it's just like, this is all that this is saying. But if it ain't like, you know, we can't take the cross off and still and not have our salvation.
Right.
Yeah, I think, like, the most, like, if I was on the other side, right, and I was, you know, trying to argue for that side, I think at most the example in my head is like athletes when they have, like, I'm thinking like a track star that has a chain on with the cross on it, and like after they win they might like kiss the cross. That I think is probably the most I wish y'all could see her. But yeah, I think like at most that's, I could see how you could squeeze that into like you just kiss this cross as like a symbol of what you did, like you kind of work. And I get what the athletes are doing, and I believe that they are
And I'm trying to, you know, assuming that they are being as pure as possible, mm-hmm. they are, it's a symbol of Christ. And this is me showing to the world that what I just did was done because of what Christ allowed mm-hmm. me to do. And so even then, it's like giving honor to God. I don't believe that they're like worshiping and saying, because of this cross on my neck, I was able to run. No, it's because of the strength that Jesus Christ gave me.
Right.
I was able to do what I just did. And so that's probably the most extreme, like I could see somebody arguing. But nah, if you were to ever see somebody praying to the cross or, you know, asking the cross for things,
right.
I think then you're okay, that's idolatry.
Right. I almost feel like what this individual asked you, I don't know if they, now that I'm thinking back, I don't know if idolatry is the proper term that they were maybe trying to use, like in what they were asking, because when you first asked the question, I started thinking, okay, like how it's almost like people have, well, I mean, I know we didn't want to use the term misused, but it's just become such like a normalized thing to just put on a cross, you know? And I feel like that may have been what they're speaking to, whoever asked you this question, where it's like, have we just kind of, you know,
almost like diluted
the meaning behind the cross so much so that we'll just throw it on anything, throw it on a t-shirt, throw it on a car sticker, throw it on anything. But even then, it's like we have to account for those people that really do have a pure heart behind that stuff. And so, like, I don't know. As you said, we're processing real time.
I agree. I can see how that could be the direction they were taking with that, or it could have been either direction.
Yeah. So maybe that's a better question. Have we watered down the power of the cross by putting it up so much? You know what I'm saying? That could be a different question. Which I think the answer is no. I think just like anything else, like we. You know, you don't say, like, has Mercedes-Benz lost its power because they stamped their logos on every car and, like, people that have it have, you know what I'm saying? Like, no, it's just, like, this is, I think when it comes to Christianity, we make things, like, sometimes bigger try to make them deeper. But I really think it is, at its purest form, it is a symbol of what Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
And it is a tangible reminder.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I see it, if somebody sees it, like when I be wearing my merch and somebody sees me outside, they'll say, yo, I love your, and like what they're saying is, I love that you're displaying Jesus. They don't, they don't love the fact that I'm wearing a cross. Right. Like, I mean, they do, but it's like they what they're articulating is, I love that you are wearing Jesus Christ publicly.
Right.
And that is a reminder to them and a reminder to non-believers, whether they, you know, get the message or not, that of what Jesus did.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I think in its purest form, that's what it is. And I think, you know, at its worst form, if anybody does, you know, like pray to the cross, you know, I would just urge you to look at Exodus 20 and then, you know, kind of just filter and just pray and just pray to God and just ask him, you know, to just check your heart through the Holy Spirit and just, you know, why have I been praying to the cross instead of you, God? But I don't think
I just thought about something. Sorry. We have to wrap up.
Go ahead.
This is very vulnerable. So before I will never forget, and I feel like this is where, you know, like some people probably do this. So my whole salvation story, like I didn't really start walking or feel led by God to actually be like, you know what? I think God wants my heart until I was 18. But growing up as a child, like, of course, I knew who Christ was. I knew, you know, who God was, but praying and, you know, actually having a relationship, I didn't know. So I used to have really bad nightmares, like terrible. And I will never forget, I brought this cross necklace when I went to the beach. It was like, you know how when you go to Myrtle Beach, they be having like these little 75 cent, like they really were 75 cent. And
your neck turned green.
No, for real. But anyways, I had it hanging on like my bed, like kind of whatever you want to call it. It was like on the side of my bed. And I remember one night where I had woke up from a dream, and it was a bad dream, and I almost felt like, if I didn't have that cross there, because I remember, like, I think it had fell or something, that it was going to protect me or something.
Mm.
And so Mind y'all, I was young. I was like in middle school. Yeah. Understood the concept of Christ being a savior.
Yeah.
Didn't have an actual relationship with Jesus.
So that was your connection to his.
And I feel like,
protection.
Right, a lot of people, if you don't have an actual relationship with Jesus, then you will materialize him into
that.
Like, he's just limited to the cross.
That. Right.
So.
Yeah, that's really good.
Yeah.
That's good. And I appreciate you sharing that because that is a perfect example of like, because me, I was trying to think of like, how would somebody, you know, and I'm saying these examples that may seem ridiculous of like somebody praying to the cross, which is like, okay, maybe people aren't praying to the cross, but that is a perfect example of you and not, you aren't trying to worship the cross.
That was not at all
your intentions, but you gave.
I'm glad that, Holy Spirit brought that up.
Yeah, that's perfect. And like you gave that specific necklace the power as opposed to actually Jesus, the power of delivering you from those bad dreams or even just comforting you in that moment.
To the point that if I didn't have the necklace, like I should not feel like I'm not protected by Jesus.
Yeah.
Right? You know,
so,
but that came from me not really knowing God at such a young age. I didn't know.
And that's good. Like that's good. That's a great example. And it's a real example because you learned that lesson at a young age and you learned that was not right. But there's somebody that could be 50 years, 60 years old and that still thinks the same way. And that's not to say that, you know, that's the point of this podcast is so that we can learn from different perspectives and say, oh, well, maybe what I was doing is wrong. Like Jesus is always going to love you and always going to be there for you. And so that you, now that you say that, it's just like, let's go back to Jesus. Let's actually develop our relationships with him.
And the fact that you said that, like, it makes me think about how the athletes will kiss the cross and like put it up to the sky. And like, I can only hope because, you know, like with no relationship can come idolatry. So, and that's just point blank across the board. Right. And that's with, and when I say across the board, that's with Christ, that's with people, that's with jobs, that's with like all that kind of stuff. So when I think about it, I think to myself, like, I'm really hoping and praying because we probably can all think of people who do that just because of or in the arena of idolatry without relationship, right?
Yeah.
And you can only hope and pray that when they do that, that they actually have relationship rather than thinking that because they had that cross on, that that was Jesus working. Like, oh my gosh, like that's
good.
So scary. And I think to myself, like us as people, we like to put labels on things. We like to put logos on things just to represent an entirety of something. And so it's almost like maybe this is humanity's way of trying to represent, of trying to represent that whole entire thing because
it's easier.
It's like easier to communicate almost, or easier to go. I don't even.
It's
know
also
the word.
Easier to process. Like
it's like it's like easier for all that. And I mean, we think about these big brands, you know, that have these logos specifically for themselves. And I mean, like when you see the Target symbol for Target, you know it's Target. You know what's in there. You know what you're about to get. You know what it offers. You know what it represents.
Yeah.
All of that. And so it's almost like because we're so gung-ho on that, you know, we have businesses out of people making labels, marketing with labels and all that kind of stuff. It's like this is the kind of thing that we understand. So we're going to go ahead and take this huge thing, put it in a box of just a cross, and then it'll be universal, right? And because it's not a a tangible entity, then the meaning of it can be subjective.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unlike Target.
Right. But yeah. And I think that's a great point is that we just, I think it's just an easier way of like processing stuff.
Yeah.
Like it's much easier to be like, okay, this cross means Jesus than to actually have a relationship with Jesus and pray and build that relationship. Like even when you were talking about Target, I thought about Nike. Like Nike, when you see the Nike check, it's just like, okay, Nike.
Right.
Like, I don't know nobody that's like, I dislike Nike. But even the Nike check is a, it comes from Greek mythology. And it, I'm looking it up now, and it is the winged goddess of victory. So, like, we look at it, and it's so common. We see it every single day. And I wear Nike. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not coming from Nike. I wear Nike all the time. But we see it so often. But even that has a meaning behind it that's deeper right. than right. just a check. Like, right. you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, we've been trying to be deep. No,
nah, but it's like that. Like, companies, and I think there's a level to which you can get a little bit too deep. And it's like, okay, you can't even enjoy life because you're trying to find meaning in every single thing.
Yeah.
But there is a level of like, yo, companies put out this branding and all of these messages to us and we might not even know it.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is, I think in the same way, it's like us wearing a cross is our way of like, this is our message. This is what we wanted to show to the world. This mm-hmm. is what Jesus did. So yeah, I think this is a great.
That's a good deeper point. You said we might not even know it. Oof.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, we about to. Never mind.
Go ahead. What you got to say?
No, because I just in my head, I just had a visual of, you know how people will put like a cross, maybe necklace, and they'll have it hanging
on their car.
On their
thing.
Car.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I just wonder because you know, let's say a person deals with anxiety from you know whatever
right.
driving.
Right.
If that cross was not there, ooh. Do you still feel safe in the car?
Come on. Mm.
And I feel like that's like the prime way to figure out if you have idolized the cross.
Right. And that's
if its absence leaves you uncomfortable.
Leaves you, yeah,
or feeling vulnerable,
uncomfortable,
or feeling scared.
Unsafe.
Or,
if you put the yikes. Power of God into that
yeah,
thing, into that cross, into that necklace, into that charm, into that whatever.
And you would have to be extremely honest with yourself.
Yeah.
But yeah. that's how, I mean, that's a heart yeah. check. Hashtag.
Yeah. Mr. T. Heart check. Shout out to Mr. T.
No, but seriously, like, I just saw that in my head. I'm like, now for somebody, even if you have, you know, in such a valid way, like you've experienced a car accident or something, mm-hmm. and that's just your way of like, you know, Jesus covers me as I'm driving.
Mm-hmm.
If that's not there, do you still feel like Jesus is covering you while you're driving?
Right,
right.
And if you don't, you've made that an idol.
Right.
Yeah.
And like you said, it would take so much honesty with yourself, but it would take so much like self-awareness digging.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, that is honesty with yourself, but people, you know, when you say, oh, it'll take you being honest with yourself, I feel like people take that statement lightly sometimes because it's like, you know, I want to be honest with myself and, you know, I know that I want this or I know, mm-mm. but no. Mm-mm. You need to dig
get
and look at every single motive of your reactions, your interactions, or even, you know, your movement. What you're yeah. depending on in your vision and your eyesight, Lord, what is the word here?
Yeah. Vision.
And your vision, not in the spirit, but in the natural. Jesus.
Oh, in the natural. You're so deep, you can't even
right.
think of
the
natural.
Right. Yeah. So you need to really check your motive on what you're depending on to look at or see in the natural, even, you know, and what that's doing mm-hmm. for you in that moment, how you're feeling about that moment, what you feel if you don't see, what you feel if you do see it. Like, all that stuff, like that's being honest with yourself. That's digging. That's self-awareness. Like that's, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
I like that this came back around full circle.
No, it did. Mm-hmm. It came back. It was literally the Holy Spirit worked out.
Yep.
Like I can't. Like this is an example of like you have to know like the Holy Spirit is working beyond what you even like think.
Yeah.
Right.
I literally came here. I didn't even know. I had another topic.
Mm-hmm.
I had this. I literally just went through my notes, and then this is a question that I wrote down. I asked it. I have zero notes, mm-hmm. and it just worked out. I thought it was going to be like a 5-minute episode.
Mm-hmm.
But look at God. And so mm-hmm. just to end it, like, the fact of the matter is God is omnipresent.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, like, he's with you.
Right.
He is God with us. Like,
hello, Emmanuel.
Emmanuel.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so regardless of whether you have your cross or whatever thing reminds you of God and Jesus and, you know, and the Holy Spirit,
right.
he's with you.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need,
ooh,
you know what I'm saying? You don't need your, like, your cross is not going to save you. Jesus Christ himself, God himself, Holy Spirit himself,
on,
you know what I'm saying,
my.
Is what saves you, protects you, keeps you.
Mm-hmm.
But that actual physical necklace you have or that right. symbol or even just that wooden cross, that it
yeah.
doesn't, there's,
oh
the power's not in that.
This could keep going, but I'm just
going to
let
going.
It go because I'm just.
It really could.
You only know this stuff by relationship with God.
That's it.
Yeah, that is true.
And you are only revealed this stuff about yourself by relationship with God by way of Holy Spirit.
Vulnerability.
Yeah. And vulnerability, yeah.
Yeah, and if anybody's like, what does that look like?
That's
it's prayer.
Right.
worship.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. And you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just talking to him.
Union.
That's that. How, and reading the word. I'm like, I know there's a third one. That's why I paused. I was like, what is the third one?
Right.
Is reading the word that the word is God. You know what I'm saying? They are one. And so if you read the word, you know. You know what I'm saying?
That's like, all we need.
You begin to understand who he is, and you begin to understand he is. And another thing, last thing I'm going to end on this, is one thing that I've started to do recently is actually like, and there's a list, you can Google them. It's like the names of God.
Hey,
right?
My
gosh. Jehovah Jireh. Like when
you start to study them,
when you start to actually look at them and study them, you are reminded of who he is. Mm-hmm. And when you're reminded of who he is, you're reminded of what he can do for you. You know what I'm saying? And it's not all about what he can do for us, but I mean, there's
who he is.
There's benefits with being a believer, with being a child of God. You get to be provided for, you get to be protected, you get to, you know what I'm saying? Like all of the things that he is, you receive the benefits of them.
Hey, and but it can't be limited to a cross.
It can't be limited to a cross, but you have to look it up. You have to know
them.
It
won't even limit to the cross the day that he was crucified.
No.
So,
yikes. Mm-mm. It never was.
It never was.
It never was.
Look, we about to start preaching on here.
Oh, my.
This is a great episode. Because this episode will be about 2 hours.
Nah, for real.
Because they will just keep dropping, Look,
you gotta put some bullet points.
Right?
Yeah, no, for real. So... yeah, I want to be very careful because, and I want to come off as judgmental, and I'm always like very careful, like speaking about things in which I don't like have the experience of, and so like it's one thing if I can, like Tara gave an example of like something that she did that related to the topic, right?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have an example for my life, so you know you always have to be careful. But like when thinking about like tattoos, specifically, like you got people that have the cross, you got people that have the praying hands, you got people that have scriptures, and I just wonder if those in a way have become idols or like, you know, like that people may have placed them on their body with the belief that if this is with me always, that I'm safe, I'm protected, or you know what I'm saying? Like, I think in a healthy sense, it's like this is reverence. You know what I'm saying? This is a symbol of God, of Jesus, of whatever scripture. It's a reminder. And I think that's healthy, but I think, and again, I can't speak to it, but just how Tara, you know, kind of reminded us to remind ourselves and like ask God to ask Holy Spirit to bring it to our memory. Like, what, you know, have I made this idol? Have I made this tattoo? Have I made this thing, you know what I'm saying, the scripture on me? Have I made it an idol more than actually like using it to live or using it to help my life? And I just thought that was a question. Again, keep in mind, I do not have any tattoos. And so I don't want to come off as judgmental, but that's just a thought.
I think going back to, I'm still processing. I think too, it's a fine line between a genuine and pure desire for a reminder versus
like something that's just cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool. And versus if I don't have this thing, I'm not covered. So even with the example that I just gave, and I honestly, like, I'm just thinking, like, was it an idol? And I can't remember how I felt, to be honest. Like, you know, with the grad school interview, I just know that I felt like I needed to wear it that day.
Mm-hmm.
Could have very well been that I had made the cross an idol in that moment, or it could have been that I needed that reminder that God is with me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like the only person that would know would be Jesus himself.
Yeah.
Like, the only person that is able to
really know
is Jesus himself. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, even with tattoos, and we're not going to get into that because, I mean, I have tattoos, but I can say that I'm not getting any more. Like, and that's, you know, but I also feel like if a person has a scripture tattooed on them, even as believers, we can't just automatically write them off and say that they've idolized that scripture.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Yeah.
But we also can't, like, we also don't know if they You don't know their heart posture. And I think that that's where it gets into, like, you know, murky waters. And of course, like, there's just, as we're just like talking about this out loud, like, I feel like it really is just a matter of allowing Holy Spirit to check your heart, right, like actually allowing him to do it, right, and not automatically writing it off no matter where you are in your walk. Because a person could very well be like, you're being too deep. You know, we hear that all the time. And then we could also be stuck in pride. Those of us that are a little bit more seasoned, I'm not idolizing. What you mean? I have a relationship with God. Da, 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 da. But it's like, yeah, like Lex said, none of us are ever, we're not incapable of this stuff. So,
mm-hmm, yeah.
It reminds me, it just made me think of a bunch of things. But, you know, we look at the cross and we look at it as sacred, you know, holy. Like, it is sacred. It is to be put on a pedestal type thing for what it represents. But when it, as it relates to, tattoos, you know, with the sacred nature of a cross, it's representing a commitment. A tattoo itself, it is a commitment. But just both ideas together brought me to the idea of marriage. So whenever people get married, they wear a ring to symbolize, mm-hmm, that they're married. If you don't wear that ring, that doesn't mean you don't have a husband or a wife. You're not married. Right. And so it's like, if you don't get that tattoo, if you don't wear that cross, you know, it doesn't mean that you're not in a relationship. But what Tari was saying was like, you know, if I wear this cross today on this big day, you know, does that mean that I'm covered? Or if I don't wear it, does that mean that I'm not covered? And in the covering of Christ is relationship. And yeah, so when I think about it like that, it's like, you know, if a wife is married and she's, you know what, not even that. I was having a conversation with somebody who has a conviction about getting a real ring, you know, as a wife. And me, on the other hand, I'm like, I want my ring, you know, but the ring doesn't dictate whether or not we have a relationship. But her stance is that, you know, the relationship is not going to be symbolized by just this ring. And the ring itself, you know, I have to switch it out here and there. And even, you know, even with me wearing it, like, people have made it a fashion statement. People have made it, people have, in a way, made a ring an idol, because it's like, this is my status. You know, this is where I'm at in life. And, mm-hmm, and you see what kind of ring it is. You see how great it is. You know, you see how shiny it is, all that kind of stuff. And it's like, okay, but that doesn't attest to what's really going on at home. You know,
yeah,
that doesn't attest to what's really going on behind that ring. That doesn't attest to why you even got that ring. You know, so, I mean, I think, mm-hmm, it's the same, like, with the tattoo and with the cross thing. I mean, it's similar. And I could go deeper, but I'm going to stop.
Yeah. And then that reminds me also, like, even when you're talking, I thought you were going to go there, but like, the ring has also become, like, it's become very, like, show-off-y.
Yeah,
okay. It's almost like a money status.
Right.
Like, this is a indicator of how much money our family has, mm-hmm, because of the size of this, mm-hmm, ring. More than the actual meaning of it itself. You know what I'm saying? Like, more, it's like, covenant. You know, you see all the time, like, dudes will get props, you know, if they got a big ring, and women will be like, yo, like, you know. and so it also makes me wonder, like, going back to the original, is like, how many things have we labeled pure that are not? Like, how many things, right, do we think, mm-hmm, of that are like, okay, yeah, I'm just doing this because this is a ring, this is what you do, mm-hmm, but it's like, you're really just trying to show off,
right?
You're really just trying to prove that, mm-hmm, you make a lot of money, or that, right, you saved a lot of money.
What all are we trying to say in that symbolism?
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm trying to think of a different example, like,
man, like, what idea do we want people to get? Oh, that's, yeah.
And why do we care?
Why, right. I was Gary Gooder next.
Like, even from what you post on Instagram, mm-hmm, right, like, mm-hmm, are you posting that scripture? Are you posting that post from, like, you know, that Christian influencer, mm-hmm, because you genuinely think it will add value to people?
Mm-hmm.
Are you posting it so that people will know that that's what you're reading?
Mm-hmm. Like, did you post John 3:16 because you want somebody to know that God loved the world?
Good,
that it, or do you want people to know that you read your Bible?
That
today?
You're reading. Good. Right.
Good. You know what I'm saying?
Good, yeah. That's facts.
Man,
that's
facts. I mean, you gotta check your heart, and then you gotta be honest with yourself. There are times that you post stuff, Christian stuff, mm-hmm. stuff reflected of Christ, like that mm-hmm. goes back to Christ. Mm-hmm. In flesh, you've posted it in flesh. Mm-hmm. You posted it because you want to be seen. Mm-hmm. You posted it because the people at your church follow you, mm-hmm. and you know that if they see it and they see, oh, you know, you get like a little boost almost in the right. church of like, right. okay, yeah, right. like,
oh yeah, oh yeah.
So it's like, how many things have we labeled God? Or are we labeled like, I'm doing this for God? I'm doing this to spread mm-hmm. God's love and the messages mm-hmm. of Christ. It's like, yo, you just want to be seen.
Yeah.
Right.
And again, it goes back to that vulnerability and that honesty
with Christ.
Yeah. yeah.
Because it is only by Christ that you will even have the unction to think about stuff like this. Mm-hmm. Because mm-hmm. on the surface, it looks like him. Mm-hmm. It mm-hmm. seems like him. And it can be on a very surface. Like... Yeah, why would I not? Yeah, I'm a believer. Why would I not? Right. But it's like mm-hmm. there's so much underneath that right. that only Christ himself can reveal to you.
Yeah.
There's a constant, we just talked about this, there has to be a constant recalibration.
Yeah.
Because, mm-hmm. and that comes with humility.
Right.
You cannot be prideful when you're mm-hmm. doing the work of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Because then you'll start to believe that you have arrived.
Yeah.
And we never do.
Or you'll start to believe there's an arrival point to work toward.
Yeah, there's an arrival point. And we never do. But that's what really keeps us in true covenant with Christ is knowing that we will always need him.
Hey, God.
Even when we're doing his work.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the fact that we need his work or we need him to do his work to have the grace to do it. We need him to stay humble enough to do it.
Yeah.
We need him to stay humble and pure enough to do it. And people don't understand that unless you're in true relationship with Christ. That is so much more than just, God, give me the grace to be able to carry out this assignment. Give me the grace to be able to carry out this ministry. Give me the grace to remain humble. Otherwise, you're not in it anymore when it becomes about me, even when it's about you.
Right. Jeez. Yeah, and you touched on something that I want to touch on, which is this idea that you're never going to arrive there.
Right.
Like, I saw this post this morning that somebody reposted, and it's from a pastor. I won't say who, but I do think it's a little bit dangerous. And it says, I can't wait to have it all together, but God, I thank you for where I am now. We're never going to have it all together.
Right.
Like, so to even think mm-hmm. that you will be, it creates a false sense of like, I have to earn. I'm trying to earn this place.
Yes, success.
Like, you're trying to earn this place that doesn't exist. You're trying to earn this place of everything's good.
Yeah.
Like, if you're at a place where you have it all together, you don't need God.
Yeah.
Right. Why would I need God if I got everything together? You will never. I'm telling you,
it's like when you posted about faith. It's like exactly what you posted about faith. Like,
you'll never have it all together.
Right.
I don't want to.
So take the pressure. Why not just take the pressure off of yourself?
Hello.
You're saying, I'm not going to be there.
Hello.
Because there's this like, if I say I'm supposed to arrive somewhere at 10:30 and I'm running late and I know like I got all this traffic and this and that, and I say I'm going to be there at 10:30. Now I got this pressure to rush. If I just say, yo, I'm going to be there whenever I get there, bro. I've taken the pressure off of, I got to get there at this time. Take the pressure off yourself of you're trying to strive and earn this level of perfection that doesn't exist.
Right. And it's crazy because we try to, or not, like, I literally just had like 6 directions that I was trying to go at one time. It's too much. Pretty much, we can make an idol out of the perfectionism that is not even existent.
Yeah.
And that humility is...
Yeah.
It is... The humility itself is the grace.
It is, yes. Yeah, yeah.
What were you going to say?
No, I wasn't going to say anything in particular. I was just... I don't know how to phrase what I'm trying to say, but just that we can make I don't know.
It's a lot, right?
Because I don't. The way I say it is gonna. It has to be very. I have to be strategic. Very careful. Mm-hmm. But you can almost make a idol out of your. Never mind. I'm gonna say it because I got to make sure I have it all together.
Oh, Holy Spirit, help.
But it has to. It really comes back to just even on down to your acceleration in your relationship with Christ. Can be, or your development and your relationship with Christ can be made an idol. So much so that we, but Jesus. So much so that I feel God. So much so that we can get to a place where we're constantly feeding ourselves with the wrong motive.
Right.
You're constantly feeding yourself with word for the wrong motive to not be transformed.
Right.
Like you can be so kingdom driven.
Mm-hmm.
Hello? You can be so kingdom driven that you're not even chewing on what you're putting in your mouth,
right.
What you're feeding yourself.
Right.
And it seems pure because it's like, you know, I want to get to that place where I just da 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 da. Like, yes, God wants you there too.
Yeah.
But God wants you here as well.
Yeah. And he wants you to do it with the right heart.
With the right heart.
Right.
And see, what will happen is if you listen close enough, Holy Spirit will slow you down. But then you start to think that no. Like, I need to keep. But this is why it takes humility.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because even the things that seem like God, it may not be him.
Yeah.
It really may not be him or not in that season. And so I think that too, like, and I think that happens a lot, especially with just millennials that are on fire for Christ.
Right.
Like, you know, in this day and age, you see so much of it.
Yeah.
Revival is definitely here. And it's just like that, if you look at that with the wrong heart posture, you're not, it's almost like you're really, you miss the part of being transformed by grace. Like you really do. And you make an idol out of your development in Christ.
Your development, your journey, even the way people perceive your journey.
Because,
you know, we got social media, so everything we do.
Mm-hmm.
I recently did an interview with Kendall Taylor, and he talked about the fact that, like, growing up, they didn't even post anything because they was actually doing stuff. And, like, even it made me think, like, yo, we just, like, how many times have I done something just to post it?
Right. Yeah. Right.
Or how many times... Let's be real. We have to be real.
Yes,
we have to be real.
Yes,
this
yes.
is going. This, what I'm about to say is going to require you to be real.
Yep.
Real with yourself.
Be real.
How many times have you actually not done something, but you actually like faked it just to post it? Let's be.
Dang.
You gotta be real. we all at some point or another, or that you've gone out of your way to do something, to post, just to be able to post it.
Yeah.
And how many times did you miss the actual moment because you say, hold on, I wanna take the picture. It's like, and then we convince ourselves that, like, memories.
Yeah.
And memories are great. I love memories. And I think even if we look at the Bible, memories are a biblical concept. Like, God told them to go back into the Red Sea and grab the stones.
Yeah.
Like, that's a memory of what, but we can make it to where it's like, yo, you're not even enjoying your life because you didn't even enjoy being at the function because you were trying to record the function and let people know you was at the function.
Right. That
it's like,
this is good.
And that requires you to be real with yourself.
You have to be real with yourself about
this
stuff.
And there's a level of social media that we have to realize will always be vain.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And I say, and it's hard to hear.
Yeah.
No,
but I say anytime you post something onto social media, you're doing it to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
In a way.
Mm-hmm.
It might be even with the most pure intentions that, like, I want to help somebody. But there's still a small level in you.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be seen.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be, especially when it comes, it's one thing if you're posting content that's specifically to help people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's another, you post a selfie.
Mm-hmm.
And again, I do all of these things, so I'm not coming at nobody.
Yeah, right,
but
right.
But I had to be honest, and I had this conversation with somebody. But I can't. You lying to yourself if you say I posted this selfie because for God to get the glory. Like, what do you say? I posted this selfie because I want it to be seen.
Right.
Anytime I post a picture of myself, I want to be seen.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is purely flesh.
Yeah.
And sometimes what I do is
purely flesh.
And what I do is, and be, And even in the flesh, right, there's still an opportunity to give God glory. Mm-hmm. So, like, there are times where I will post a picture of myself, and the caption will be something that goes to God. Like, yeah. it points back to God.
Right.
But I still got to keep it G. Yeah. I got to keep it real with myself. And no, you wanted people to see you.
Right.
Or else you would have just posted the words.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm
right.
saying? Why not right. just post the scripture that you said in your caption?
Right.
If all you wanted was just for, it's a level of we want to be seen.
Right.
And I think acknowledging it is the first step to not being consumed by it.
Yeah.
Once you acknowledge it, you say, yep, I want it to be seen today. Mm-hmm. I wanted to post mm-hmm. this little selfie. I look nice. Got my hair yeah. done. Got yeah. my fresh cut today. I got
right.
this nice fit. And that's cool. But when you're deceived and you act like, I'm not doing
right.
this for my, to be seen. It's like, that's how the enemy can get in. Because it's like, okay, you don't even know what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And even in that, the opposite side of the spectrum is when people, when people will say like, you know, they'll pretty much convince themselves that because they stray away from posting, because they stray away from selfies, because they stray away from this or that, that they're not prideful, that they're not trying to be seen, that they're not, mm-hmm. you know, doing things in the way that, oh, these young people do it or whatever because of the selfish motive. You know, what? There was somewhere deeper I was going to go with that, and I forgot it because... just hold it for a minute.
I don't know, but yeah, I see what you mean. Like, mm-hmm. the absence of it doesn't make you less prideful.
Right.
It just means you don't show it in that same way. You know what I'm saying?
Boom. That's it.
Right. I can still deal with pride and never post nothing on Instagram. Right.
Exactly.
Like, there's plenty of people that don't have social media that are prideful.
Mm-hmm.
So, somebody said, somebody was speaking about this, and pretty much the people who are aware of this point already, right? Some of the people who are aware of this point already, somebody posted about this saying that, they gave an example of someone who is trying to make it seem like they're busy doing something by their absence from social media.
Checking out.
Right, right.
See y'all checking 30 out. Days.
Or, right.
About see, to lock in.
Right.
About to be in the Batcave.
So then they and then it's like, oh, you know, when they get back on the scene, you know, they got a bunch to say, they got a bunch to talk about, they got a bunch that they accomplish, and they got a bunch to da 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 da. And it's like people do that intentionally because that's the expectation for when they're absent. So it's like you want people to wait on you.
Yeah,
you want
yeah,
people
yeah.
to anticipate yeah. what you got. You know
I
what I'm saying?
I had to fight that during when we did our 21 day fast.
Oh, yeah. Because
I took the full 21 days off
social.
Off social.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. And my if I didn't have to check that, I would have just posted on the day after, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But I stopped and was like,
that's good.
Stop.
That's good.
So I end up taking like, it might have been like a week or maybe it might have been like 10 days mm-hmm. extra mm-hmm. because I was like, you're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
Like, because you better go on social and be doing the same stuff right. and be chasing the same attention
right.
and be doing all the same things you were before.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to stop myself. And that's the other thing. It's like, okay, I told, because I said that I was going on a fast. I said that to encourage people
yeah.
to, you know what I'm saying? But there's also that expectation of like, okay, when the 21 days over, I better have some fire
like,
content.
Right. Like, what you look like?
Like, so, look, and it's like, what you done gained?
Right,
what kind of revelation
right.
done dropped since you've been, you know, fasting?
Exactly. And so I wanted to be like, nah, I just want to come back whenever I feel like it's time,
mm-hmm.
whenever I feel like God, with the content that I feel like I'm supposed to make. Like not
you said,
trying
take
to
take the pressure off yourself.
Yeah, like
and all that, I can think about as we're having this conversation is really just the love of God because
right.
it's, we are not created to carry this type of pressure.
Right.
And we do it anyway, and we normalize
yeah.
it. And all yeah. I can think of as we're talking is like, y'all are not supposed to be carrying that.
Right.
Mm. Worrying about what, well, you go on a fast to be intimate with me.
Yeah.
Right. Now you're like, oh, well,
and now
I
I'm
make
thinking
sure
about
I have something to show for mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
And it's mm-hmm. like, and it's not even like God is like, you know, angry about it. It's just like, you don't have to do that. Like, that's all mm-hmm. I feel right now is like mm-hmm. the love of God of like, mm-hmm.
you don't have
we
to.
We
do
don't,
this.
For our sake, He tells us not to make, like, we can make ourselves idols. Right. Like, we really can. And right. it's literally, I think sometimes when we think about the Bible and, like, the commandments and what God tells us, you know, not to do, that we think that he's up there, like, you know, angry with us. But he tells us this stuff for us. Like, for our good.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for us personally.
Not because he's God.
Right.
Yeah. He doesn't have to prove anything, but he will. Right. Like,
yeah, so it's for us.
It's really right. for us.
That's good.
Yeah, it's almost like, you know, outside of what he tells us specifically to create in obedience, we're not responsible for the glory. It's, I don't know, it's weird. I want to be careful with how I'm saying this because the statement was going to be, you know, we're not responsible for the glory that's brought to him. But we do have assignments, you know, we are to bring glory to God, mm-hmm. but it's like, just as Tari was saying, you know, we're not responsible to put that pressure on ourselves, for his glory. Us putting pressure on ourselves is not giving him glory. But there was more that I could have said with that, but.
I mean, of course we're responsible to glorify God. But are you saying, like, we're not responsible for, I don't know, like, flesh it out. Like, I think, like, we're not responsible for people's reception of what we do to glorify God. Is that what we mean?
In a way.
I would say, I don't know if that's what she's saying, but I do agree with that.
I do agree with that.
And I believe that, like, it just goes back to the love of, like, I don't know, I just have this image in my head of Christ just being like, y'all don't have to do that. Like, but it's so tender and right. it's so gentle right. and it's really like the love of God in a way that we get so caught up in working for him that we miss what's really our security and what really is not. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I just think that, like, no, it's too much. I can't even process what I'm trying to say other than that we're just not meant to carry it. And it takes pressure off of us if we really do purely as best as we humanly can. And thank God, like, you know, the well never runs dry, so we can always right. go back and recalibrate and do right. these things and these heart checks.
Right.
And it's for us. Right. It's really for us. It's by way of him, but it's really for us.
Right, for our own good.
When God, you know, he's a jealous God. He doesn't want us to... He doesn't want us to, you know, he wants us to bring him glory.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But yep. I think people forget that it's not because he's up there and he's like, I'm God, bring me right. glory. Like, right. it's not that. It's because life will crush us. Mm-hmm. Ministry will crush us mm-hmm. if we try to do it with the wrong intent to bring ourselves glory, even though it's not, like, blatant, mm-hmm. just a little hint of that.
Right.
It's too much pressure. We'll be crushed by it.
Yeah. This is a great episode. Because this episode will be about 2 hours.
For real.
Because things will just keep dropping. Look, yeah. Like,
you gotta put some bullet points.
Right?
Yeah, no, for real. So, this is how we'll do it. If you listen to this episode and you're like, yo, I want more, you have any questions, like, email me at christianpod@gmail.com. Like, any questions, like, yo, I want to keep, this got to keep going. I got questions, blah, blah, blah. We got you. We'll work it out. But yeah, I appreciate you guys for this episode.
Appreciate you.
Yeah.
This was good.
That was good.
That was real good.